Episode 781, Blue Ain't Your Color.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Jump up and down because it is time to get your heart pumping. Oh, yes, blue ain't your color. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I am so delighted that you are here. You're ready to work on yourself. Before we jump into Blue Ain't Your Color, even though I like that color, but it's not your color today, I want to give a huge shout out and a warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. I am delighted that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Oh my goodness, blue ain't your color. So what is your favorite color? Because I'm telling you right now, blue ain't your color. Oh, no, it's not. Today we are chatting about heart health. Now, we're coming off of the month of February, and I know it's already March 1st. So happy March 1st. For those of you who are celebrating and honor Ash Wednesday, today is also Ash Wednesday. So it's an important time in our life. But something that's even more important in our life is your health, right? If you are not breathing, you are not living, and you need a heart in order to do that. So we're talking about heart health. With the recent heart attack 2 weeks ago of Bob Harper, I think we need to talk further about heart health. Why does it take somebody's illness for us to begin to talk about things, to strike up a conversation? You look at health and fitness magazines out there, and everyone is talking about strength and conditioning, resistance training, lifting, building up that muscle, all of which is vital. It's very, very, very important because as we age, we know we lose muscle. It's just a part of it. And when we are strong in muscle, our muscular body itself, then we are better fit overall, our health, our well-being. But the one muscle you must build up always is your heart. Bob Harper, as you know, is a fitness guru, and he's teaching others the importance of health and wellness, exercising, eating right. He's written multiple books, and he's been a part of the Biggest Loser team since I can remember as a trainer and now the host. If this can happen to him at the age of 51, what can happen to you? This is a wake-up call. Because women, it is a silent killer. Heart disease is for us. Some of us, one out of two, that means 50%, don't even show signs and symptoms. I don't know about you, but you really need to be thinking about, okay, do I have a heart issue? Have I even been tested? Do I need to be tested? What's my next step? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Blue ain't your color. Because, you know, you don't need to be looking like that. I'm just saying. So there are a few variables you have to consider. There's a genetic component. Okay, what's your family history? Now, that's nothing I can answer for you. You've got to go have those tough conversations with your mom, with your dad, with your grandparents. If you're adopted, get as much information as you can. If they know who your biological parents are, what are their health records? Do you have access to that? My mother-in-law is adopted. And we have no idea of her biological family. We have no idea. And that honestly somewhat scares me because that means 50% of my husband remains a question mark. Well, not in my mind, 100% I love him. But you know what I mean, right? His health portion is, his well-being. I don't know that part. And that's a big question mark. So all we can do is watch how his mom ages, be aware of it, make note of her lifestyle, the, you know, diseases that she's had, things that come up, etc., so we can better understand my husband's health, which then what? Is also part of my children's health, which will then be a part of my grandchildren's health. Do you see how important this is? So that's just one variable to consider, is the genetic component. The second one is lifestyle habits, your fitness, your nutrition. Both are very important. So after you are done talking about the genetic side and you've asked those tough questions, because, you know, when we ask those questions, I don't know what it is, but I think our minds immediately jump to death. And we've had a few people on here talking about loss and grief. My Strength is My Story. If you're one who's maybe a little unsettled, go back and listen to some of those episodes if you have not. That may help you actually deal with some of this difficulty, because death is a part of life. And we've got to have these tough conversations. So what runs in the family? Once when you get to there, then you can look at your lifestyle habits. What I mean by the lifestyle habits, we broke it down to fitness and nutrition. Well, the nutrition component we've talked about. And so we're not going to dive deep into there. What I want to talk about specifically today is the fitness component, the physical part of it. What I call intentional movement. This, the intentional movement in addition to, listen closely, in addition to your normal day. So if your normal day consists of 12,000 steps. Yeah, that's over 2,000 steps over the 10,000, right, recommended a day. But if that is just your normal day of walking because of what your job does and how you, you know, move and picking up the kids and running things here and doing errands, if that's a normal day, you need to go above and beyond that. Because your fitness element, that component, is intentional movement. So it's in addition to your normal day. Now it's going to look different for everybody. Your day's going to look different than my day. I mean, when I had five little ones and they were little running around, you know, there were times that I was like, well, wasn't that bad, because if they needed mom, they were right there. But then they grew up a little bit. They were into everything. And so what? Mom was hurrying and scurrying right with them. And then there, you know, you have those highs and lows, right? Sometimes they're moving, sometimes they're not so much. They're snuggle times. When they're an infant, if you've got a newborn, you know, that one's not going to scurry off from you very quickly. They're going to sit there and cuddle with you for a little while. But boy, when they get moving, you're going to be chasing them. So your days and seasons will look different. So you can't sit there and say, oh, but my friend does this and I should be fine. Oh, no. You need to look at you. Will you be fine? Look at your day and see, are you fitting in intentional movement? Now, let's go a little bit further. As I mentioned before, the magazines that flood the checkout stands all are showing what? These ripped abs, women holding weights, bodybuilders, you know, and we've got the barbells and all of this, the strength and conditioning. It is fantastic. Buzzwords, resistance training, CrossFit, all of this stuff, right, that we hear and we see, we are bombarded with this information. But what I want you to think about is your flexibility and your harmony and your fitness. What works for you? Because yes, muscle is important, but your heart is indispensable. So when you're thinking about the flexibility, the harmony, in your fitness equation, how you're finding and fulfilling it, what are you actually doing? Yes, you need a strength component, but you also need what? The cardio component. And it's unfortunate that we've kind of let that one slide a little bit. And I think it's because of multiple reasons. One, we overtrain on the treadmill. We overtrain on those cardio things because it's easier to jump on and just keep walking. And that's great. And then we're like, oh, but we don't want to be skinny fat. We don't want to be just thin, but we've got to have muscle too. And so now the big thing is brought back in. And if you watch this, if you look at all the different news media and what's been out there in print over the 10, 20, 30 years, you will see the trend go up and down. and what the focus is and what they're trying to push out there, as in fitness equipment that you can bring home or DVDs, or now you've got all this stuff that's all online, right? You can have a gym brought to you right on your tablet. You don't have to go anywhere. You can supply your own weights. You can work out at home. There's so many options. But everybody's in it to win it for them because it's the money thing. But I'm telling you, blue ain't your color, and you've got to begin to figure out what works for you, your fitness, not anybody else's, not your girlfriend's, not your sister's, not your mom's, but yours. And you can't let anybody dictate to you. You can use somebody. Yes, that's why you have trainers. But just because they give you this particular workout, does that mean you have to do every single part of it? If you have a question, ask them. Or maybe you're having a pain in an area that they're having you work on. You probably shouldn't be straining that area. Again, we need to be talking about this more. Because you don't want to be Bob Harper at 51 years old, who to us seems to be the king of fitness, that who would ever think that he would have a heart attack and be in the hospital for 8 days? And as a woman, it's a silent killer. And if one out of two people don't even have signs or symptoms, boy, where's the question marks here? You got to begin to find those answers. So what is your focus? What is it? Because you are worth it. So what do you do if you don't want blue as your color? And by the way, that's a really good song. Blue Ain't Your Color. Yeah, look it up. It's a great one. Keith Urban sings it. Okay, total side note. So let's get back to the kiss. You have to keep your finger on the pulse. Yes, that's the keep it simple strategy. The pulse. Keep your finger on the pulse. You got to be aware of the signs and symptoms. Now, remember, if 50% of us are not showing any signs or symptoms, well, then we have to be doubly aware. Which means what? We also have to understand that genetic component that's back there, right? That's dangling, that we maybe don't want to talk about because death scares us. But if we don't talk about it, we're not going to have a life. So some signs and symptoms are this. Maybe your heart is racing, and it's not because you're running 20 miles. It's racing because you walked up 4 stairs. You're having shortness of breath. And it's like, you can't catch your breath. Maybe you've had lightheadedness and you're just kind of like a little dizzy. These are all indicators that your heart isn't happy. This should be something that you should be saying, okay, maybe I need to go have a health checkup. You see, I'm due for one here pretty soon. And yes, I have the conversation why my father died at the age of 65 from a massive heart attack. It's something that I need to be concerned about. Because what? Genetics. I want to make sure. So I want to make sure that whatever blood tests that can be run, heart tests, etc., are taken care of. And so I would insist that you, if you have that genetic component and you're showing signs and symptoms, you need to have a serious discussion with your medical provider or physician. No hesitation whatsoever, because blue ain't your color. So keep your finger on the pulse. How do you do that? Number one, get back to basics. Stop with all the fluff, all the new gadgets and gurus. Let's get back to the basics. Think about what you need to do for your body. What does your day look like? How do you feel your day? Do you stand all day long? Are you moving? Do you sit all day long? Now, you may say, oh, I'm moving all the time. What's movement? Running your kids to dance and taking them to scouts and to football practice and all of this, that's not movement. That's busy. I live the busy life, and I was way overweight. You see, health is not about weight loss, but it's about physical fitness. How's your heart pumping? Blue ain't your color. So get back to the basics. Number two, know and understand your heart healthy variables. We talked about this, your genetics. Do you have heart disease that runs in the family? If you don't know that answer, then begin to ask those questions. You need to know what your parents and grandparents died from. And not just you, have this conversation with your spouse. And write it down somewhere so that as your children get older, they too can find it. It's essential to your well-being. And number three, we've been talking about cardio. Walk for you. Simply put, walk. That simple intentional movement that we all can do. No, you don't have to run. You don't have to sit there and do 3 miles every single day. But walk. 20 minutes. 10 minutes out your front door, 10 minutes back. That's 20 minutes. Take your sweetheart with you and go have a conversation. Number one, not only are you building an amazing heart muscle by doing that, but you are building a stronger relationship between who you are walking with. And I want you to walk to where when you're talking, you get a little bit winded. And sometimes you have to take a little bit deeper breath, okay? You're not breathless. Because if you're running like I am right now, and if I keep running and running pretty soon, I'm going to start needing more oxygen and I'm going to have to inhale more. And that's where I'm really beginning to push the envelope. Okay, now my heart rate's up. Let's bring it back down, bring it back down. You can get to that point, but right now it's back to the basics and it's what? Walk for you 20 minutes a day. And yes, I said 20 minutes a day. That's intentional movement. That doesn't mean you get to count when you go to the grocery store. That's part of your day-to-day. Those are errand runnings. It's not about how many times you walk around your corporate office at work. It's not about how many times you're chasing the children. Now, if you were going and it was spring out and you're playing a soccer game and you don't normally do that every single day, then that counts. But you have to look at what your normal day is. You matter. You've got to start taking action. Take aim. If you're not sure where to take, guess what? If you don't know where to go, hello, I'm here. Click on the link, take aim. It's in the show notes. Say, Christiane, blue ain't my color and I don't know what to do. Can you get me started? Yeah, I can. And I'd like to come beside you. I'll be breathless with you. You know, we'll kind of start walking together. And if you're not sure if you're breathless and you're walking by yourself, pick up the phone and call your friend as you're talking. It'd be amazing what you'll learn. And get her on the other end. It's great. I used to do that all the time. I have friends all over the world. And I would set up my walking time, my, you know, coaching time for them, for me. And it was really just catch up. It wasn't even like we were doing quote unquote business. They weren't my client. They were my friends. But I set this time up in my schedule that I worked with them and they did the same thing. We got to enjoy each other's company, grow in our relationship, and also took care of the most important muscle in our body, which is the heart. Because blue ain't your color. Keep in mind that this is not about weight loss. So if you're sitting here thinking, oh, but look at me, I'm so good. I look hot. I love my reflection. I lift. I'm doing great. This is all about healthy gains. Where are you in your heart health? Because blue ain't your color. Pick another color today. And when you look up in the sky, that's where you want to see the blue. Because I want to see nothing but sunshine all over you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.